You have spent your whole life being someone, a name, a role, a story. But have you actually looked at a mirror and ever thought, wait, who am I actually? What am I? Who is this person or this identity that I think I am? What if everything that you call you is just a mask? Your body, your mind, your very identity is just a mask that you're wearing, and you're something that is beneath and beyond all of this. The ancient Vedanta doesn't just answer this and explain this, but it breaks it wide open. And once you clearly see what I'm trying to show you, your entire identity and your entire life will never be the same again. So stay with me till the end as we uncover this deep mystery. Towards the end, we will also look at a thought experiment which can take us to that understanding and maybe give us a glimpse at that ultimate truth. But for now, let's try to look at it logically. Now, each of us have a name. My name is Sujan. This was given to the body when it was born. But then, who were we before we were born? We were still there in our mother's womb, living our life without a name, without even a sense of identity maybe. And before that, what were we? We do not yet remember. Shri Krishna says to Arjuna in Gita that me and you were always there and we will continue to exist. The name is for the body, and the body is just a mask that we are wearing as per Vedanta. Now beyond the body is the mind. You know, that is where even more of us begin to identify ourselves with. We think that we are the mind, we are our thought forms, our emotions, and something within that we cannot explain. Now, in the Vedantic perspective, mind is just looked at as a layer of the body. It is called Sukshma Sharira, the subtle body. Our mind and our body are deeply connected. When we fast, when we do not have food, our mind will become dull. This shows that the body and mind are connected. And hence, body is the most grosser expression of the mind, or the mind is the subtler expression of the body. This is how we can look at reality. Now, beyond the mind and body, there is ahankara. There is a deep sense of I being, or an identity. This is the ego, which is an illusory existence within each and every one of us, through which we believe that we are this individual identity and we are totally disconnected from the rest of the existence. So right now, as we are talking about this, just look at your own experience. Do you feel that you are the body? If you deeply introspect, if you look in the mirror, do you actually feel that you are the body, or do you feel that you have the body? These two things are very, very different, right? Most of us can understand that we are not the body, but we cannot explain who we are exactly. So maybe we assume we are the mind, or some people use the term soul. So if we are not the body, and if body is just a mask that we gather as we come on this planet, that we leave on this planet, to this planet, as we move on to the next life or the next part of our journey. And if mind is also something that we carry within ourselves, and if even that is a mask, that is another layer of the mask, and if ahankara or ego is still yet another dimension or the deeper layer of the mask, then what exactly are we? You know, certain cultures, certain religions use the term soul, but this is a very generic term and it actually doesn't mean anything. Vedanta gives precise terminologies, frameworks, and explanations on who we actually are. So each of us, no matter who we are, where we are from, we experience awareness. We think that we experience awareness, but when we go deeper, we understand that we do not experience the awareness, but we are the awareness. Vedanta says awareness is who you are, and this awareness or consciousness has identified with the body and mind, and it has become this limited identity through which we live our lives. Now, immediately, our mind and our ego will not allow us to believe that we are something apart from the body and mind and the ego, because they wish to survive. Our identity, our ego, also has a survival mechanism built into it. It does not want to die. But the goal for us is to die before we die, is to transcend the limitations of the body, mind and the ego. So how can we do this? How can we bypass the ego to get to that place of awareness? There is an ancient framework that is called Drig Drishya Viveka, the seer and the seen. The fundamental premise of this Vedantic framework is that the subject and the object can never be one and the same. Now, your eyes are looking at this video and it is perceiving the video. In this case, the video itself, the screen itself from which you are watching this is the object and your eyes are the subject. So, the eyes are the drik. And now, let's take this another step further. As I am talking you through this, experience this. Look at it very deeply and internally. Now, the eyes themselves simply transmit signals to the brain for it to process. In this stage, the eyes are the object and the brain is the subject. Brain itself processes information, but it presents to the mind and the mind will interpret it. So, in this stage, the brain is the object and the mind is the subject. But then beyond all this, there is an ego, there is the identity, which is saying, I am experiencing this, I am watching the video. At this stage, the mind itself may be looked at as the object and that I, ego, can be looked at as the subject. Now, until here, everything seems fine and it seems understandable. But here, we need to make a jump. If we carefully examine that I-ness, that identity, that ego, there is something deep which is witnessing that identity. There is something very deep which cannot be logically explained, which is witnessing the identity or the ego itself. Now, this is the infinite consciousness or the Atman as per Vedanta. And when we reach there and when we truly embody that understanding, then we are free from suffering of all forms and we attain absolute bliss. This is looked at the highest goal for a human life. This is called mukti, moksha, liberation, enlightenment and so on. But this is simply transcending the limited identity of the body, mind, ego and understanding and recognizing who we are as that infinite consciousness. It is not even becoming infinite. It is recognizing that we are infinite. Now with that, let's conclude this with a small thought experiment and this will work better if you can close your eyes. So let's close our eyes. Take a deep breath in. Let go and relax. Now become aware of your body. Just be aware of the boundaries of the body and bring your body into your awareness. See how your awareness sort of constricts itself and limits itself to the body as you focus there. Now begin to expand this awareness. If you're sitting in a room, become aware of the entire room, the entire space, and see how your awareness sort of expands to this level. Now, let's expand it further. Bring the entire planet in your awareness. Just see the entire world within your awareness. And see how your awareness sort of expands to accommodate this. Now, expand this awareness infinitely. Just break it wide open and just witness the infinite blackness. or the awareness itself. Just be conscious of the consciousness itself, which is infinite, which is beyond all boundaries, which is beyond all limitations. Just see the truth, the same truth that is in everything and in everyone, in every leaf, in every plant, in every animal, in every human being. There is that same truth, there is one truth. Vedanta calls this Brahma, and the Chandogya says Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Every aspect of this existence is just one, and it is infinite. So the duality, the separation, the suffering, the stress, everything is because of our identification. It is not the reality, but it is a simulation. Reality is only joy, reality is bliss. Suffering is an imagination, suffering is a hallucination which can be woken up from, which can be transcended. That is the goal of life as per Vedanta. In Vedanta, the highest goal is to attain absolute fulfillment. Apart from that, nothing else really makes sense. Nothing else truly matters. So you can open your eyes if you were closing it. So I hope you got some value out of this, some shift and an understanding at what Vedanta is trying to say to us. It is trying to say that we are truly infinite and we just need to recognize this.